Hello. Yeah, we're waiting on Gary Busey here. Right.
What do they say, Skaggs?
Get some instructions.
What do they say?
They said loud and slow. He's hard of hearing.
My guy. My guy.
The loud's no problem. The slow. Jerry and I just got to sit back. Yeah, let Torb take this one.
Let's just...
He might tell me to stay.
He tone it down. Yeah.
Loud and slow.
Oh, I love it.
I believe that was a Beastie Boys album. Yeah. Loud and slow.
Guys, here's Gary.
Great. My guy, Gary Busey's got a new book out. Hey, Gary.
Hey, hey. How are you? Good morning to you.
Doing great. Buseyisms is out right now, man. Looking, this book, is it kind of the best of all the good stories, or is there some dark stuff in there as well?
Well, it's everything. It's my ups, downs, drug overdose, cocaine, death after brain surgery, trip to the spiritual realm, trip to the supernatural, about the bankruptcies, two divorces, my movie career, my music career, and when I was a baby born in Goose Creek, Texas, in 1944 at 11:50 a.m. And it's a beautiful thing to do to release myself with my stories about myself into a book. It's motivational and inspirational. And those who read it will read about the things I went through to get to the better place of being in the truth. And they'll be able to do it themselves, too, because they'll find a way. They'll find a way with the book, with what's written in the book. And when you read the book, it's just like I'm talking to you in person.
Well, let's begin with your trip into the supernatural.
I was just going to say that.
Was that when you were in your coma that you went to a dimension, a heaven, world? Explain that.
No, not at all. I went off a Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
Went 40 miles an hour without a helmet, hit my head on the curb and my pelvis on the curb. I still have a double compound fracture in my pelvis. And I have a doctor with me now, Dr. Daniel Amen, who is giving me supplements and correcting the disformity in my brain on the upper left side in the front because the skull is solid.
Yeah.
The brain whaps around inside the skull when it's going through knocks and hits, you know. What happened to me was I found myself, I was about a foot long and a quarter of an inch wide, and that's your soul. That's your essence. And I was surrounded by balls of light about as big as a volleyball. And they were gold, magenta, amber, white. They were all colors, and they were floating around me, and they were alive. Those are angels. And the one, three came up to my essence, and the one on the left was abalone and mother of pearl colored. And that light said to me in an androgynous voice and thought, you're in a good place, you're going in a good direction, but for your responsibility for mankind, you have to look for help in the spiritual realm. You may come with us now or return to your body and continue your destiny. It's your choice. And when you hear the truth on the other side, you immediately go to it and do it. And the word truth, T-R-U-T-H, stands for taking real understanding to heart. And that's the story of my out of body.
Nice. And Buseyisms, by the way, we want to tell everybody out there, if you order the book on Barnes & Noble, the website, you get an autographed copy of the book, too. I was looking on that today, so be sure to get that. And when you were on Entourage, because I've always wanted to know this, were you playing yourself or a parody of yourself?
Are you talking about the television show or
yes,
the movie?
The television show. Oh, and the movie, both.
Television show. I showed up to set. And I said to Larry Charles, creator and director, producer, I said, where's the script? And I said, where's my script? He said, you are the script. you improvisational and spontaneity. And that's my forte in performing. And it was lovely. Lovely, lovely, lovely. When the four guys would see me on the set, I did three shows in TV. They would say, oh, my God, Busey's here. What's he going to do today? That story more is in the book, so I'm not going to tell you what's in the book. I'll just give you briefings, and that is to inspire you to go out and buy the book.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. That's why you're here.
You know, in a couple weeks, A Star is Born is going to be released, and you starred in the 76 version with Barbara Streisand. We kind of know the story, the ending of all the versions. How do you think this one's going to turn out? Are you interested in this one?
Oh, I'm interested in everything. It's in the book. Read the book. It's there. You don't have to. I don't want to talk about it. It's in the book.
Okay. Very good.
Just to hear me talk about it this when it's already in the book.
Yeah, and I know you're doing a lot of signings for the book, too. Who is your typical fan, Gary Busey? Is it men that, you know, our age? Is it younger guys? Do the chicks still dig you?
I dig him.
Who comes to a Gary Busey book signing?
Hang on. Let me tell you this. How I got the part in A Star Is Born is a miracle and a blessing, and it's in the book. It's something actors don't expect, but it happened this way. And Barbara is a great co-creator of the truth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Barbara Streisand, that is.
Wow. What was your favorite role in your acting career? What's been your favorite role? Maybe not most popular, but what you enjoyed doing the most.
Well, that was Buddy Holly.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
I sang the songs and played the guitar, and I was with Jay Allison, who was Buddy's best friend and drummer, for 6 months, and he informed me of Buddy Holly. For instance, Buddy and Jay, I went to a drive-in movie in Lubbock, Texas in 1955 to see a movie called The Searchers. In the movie, John Wayne says three times, "That'll be the day, Pilgrim." Last time he said it was with Harry Carey Jr., and John said, "That'll be the day." And Harry Carey said, "When you die." And Buddy took that lyric home and wrote the song on acoustic guitar within a day.
Oh, wow.
"That'll be the day, hey, when I die. Well, that'll be the day you love me and you won't be bored. Then you touch me better than I've ever been touched before." Okay, never mind.
That's great stuff, man. Hey, Gary Busey is with the Torgan Elliott Show this morning. The book is Buseyisms, Gary's Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. As we look over the films, my God, but I want to talk about your band. We're a classic rock station. When you first went to Hollywood, you had a band called Carp.
No, I had a band called The Rubber Band.
Okay.
State University, four pieces.
What kind of music?
366. It's in the book. Read the book.
It's in the book.
Hey, is there an, right. Gary, is there an
I'm
audio?
I'm going to read this book.
Here's the thing. I'll get the book. Is there an audio copy? Because I would love for you to narrate your book.
Audio copy's been done.
Nice. And you do it, correct?
Huh? Available now. And nice. I have a question for you.
Okay.
What in the world does Torg stand for?
Torgerson, my last name.
Torgerson.
Yeah, so it's a nickname.
Where are you from? Where did you grow up?
St. Paul.
Okay, well, have a great leader of hearing in Eden Park. His name is Dr. Bill Austin. And everyone out there listening to me, if you have any problems with your hearing, go see Dr. Bill Austin. And there's a great piece in the book about Dr. Bill and me. And Marley Martin sent me to see Dr. Bill Austin when we were doing Celebrity Apprentice. And now I can hear.
I thought you were going to tell everyone to listen to me because I'm loud as hell.
Well, everyone, it's your choice to listen to Torg. Loud as hell. But he's not loud as hell because I've been there.
But everybody get
the book.
Yes.
Get the book.
That's in the book.
It's in the book.
I'm in the book. Gary, thanks so much
thanks,
for your
Gary.
Time.
Hey, when you both talk at the same time, it's like being in a carnival naked.
Okay.
Thanks, Gary. That was great. Great.
Didn't you think he was going to have some Torg fact?
Yes, that's
he
what I
grew
thought.
Up with a Torg
yes,
or something.
Yes, that's what I thought. He banged your mom.
Yes.
He banged my mom.
We were waiting, and then
naked
no.
in a carnival or something.
How about I ask him, Star is Born? He doesn't want to answer the question. Jerry asks about his fan, then he answers the question about
Star is Born. Squirrel.